Finally this hour, the latest from country music star Miranda Lambert. Her first two albums debuted at number one on the country chart. She's just released her third, called Revolution, and our critic Will Hermes says it's even better than the last two.
Let's get this out of the way first. Miranda Lambert has a thing about firearms, which is maybe understandable for a Texan raised by two private investigators. She had a top 10 hit last year with Gunpowder and Lead, a provocative song about a woman, an abusive man, and a shotgun. And guns figure in two songs on her new record, although only one of them gets fired.
I put a bullet in my radio. Something just hit me funny, I don't know. Just pull the trigger, going down the road.
Now, I'm not a gun owner, but I know how she feels there. More seriously, I also understand the song about feeling threatened and vulnerable, which is different from saying I agree with its logic.
Mary says she's worried about herself and her kids. Never known anybody had a gun, and her daddy never did. But I think it should be up to me, because when it's all said and done, somebody's got to walk into the night, and I'm gonna be that one.
It's time to get a gun. That's what I've been thinking.
Then there's the song about perpetual dissatisfaction and restlessness. I understand this one, too.
Sometimes I wish I lived on a mountain, drank from a stream instead of a fountain. I'd stay there, talk of the world. But I was born a red dirt goo. Unbridled or tethered in time, the safety of the fence or the danger of the ride, I'll always be unsatisfied.
I love the matter-of-fact way she sings, "I'll always be unsatisfied," which is a fine example of how great country, besides twangy hooks and snappy wordplay, often shares confidences, like unguarded bar conversations. Miranda Lambert's latest batch of songs nearly all have that quality, even the simple love songs, or the potentially maudlin one about revisiting a former family home.
Up those stairs, in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard.
Miranda Lambert delivers the songs on Revolution in an impressive variety of arrangements and voices, from quiet acoustic Southern girl confessions to biker chick rock and roll hollering. They're all convincing, and they make up not just her best record, but my standing pick for Country Record of the Year.
The new album from Miranda Lambert is called Revolution. Our reviewer is Will Hermes.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.